Leonard LeFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for Better Schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Okay, I know a lot of people are working during the day from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. I get it. But I got 13 text messages during the top of the hour news break. After that last segment where I explained to you how to go to a website, a database, to search for 10 people that you may know that's in your contact list, in your phone stored contacts. I only got that many text messages requesting the information. Really? Then why am I even bothering doing this show? If you're not going to take the time to text me 10X so I can send you Lance Griffin's information with a clickable link that you can click on your cell phone in that text message, go to a website or do it on your computer, 10xvotes.com, register to be able to search for just 10 people that you personally know that either go to church or are deer hunters, especially deer hunters. Why do I say that? Bow season in October leads into rifle season on November 15th through November 30th. In the middle or part of that process is Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. And you can't take the time to text me 10X. My number, 231-360-5140. You know my number. It's stored in your phone, Trucker Randy. You can't take the time to text me 10X to get this information, to go to this website to search for 10 of your friends, 10 of your neighbors, 10 people that you know that you go to church with, to see if fact if they are low propensity voters, so that you can contact them and play the PAGS video for them. You can forward it to them in a text message. You can play it to them while you're face-to-face talking to them. text me Pags. I send you the link to the video. You play the video for them and you look at them. Do you realize how important it is that you vote this year? You have got to vote. Well, I'm not registered. Okay. According to our records, low propensity voter. Now you're saying you're not even registered? You're not even sure? According to our records, you are registered. You just haven't voted in a while. Oh, okay. Well, maybe I am. I'm not sure. Go to your local clerk, dude. Find out if you're registered to vote. Get registered and vote. 9 days of early voting makes it easy for you, convenient for you. In between baiting your deer pile, getting ready for rifle season, you could figure out at least one day you can go and vote in person. And those are the number of responses I get. Now, I know I get more this afternoon. I'll get more this evening. I have people requesting me information all day long. Tomorrow morning show. But if you don't do this, you're making it very difficult for me to continue doing this show. I got to be honest with you. Short break. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
We're
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. I got a few more text messages of 10X. Also, Leonard Mason says that he's a monthly supporter of Gun Owners of America. Well, the first step, Leonard, is to go to this website. And also, if I text you this information, you need to share that text message. Don't just keep it to yourself. This is a link directly to this database that Lance Griffin spoke about on my show on Monday. Our show on Monday, where he explained to us 10xvotes.com. Here's what you're going to get when you text me 10x. We need your help. We've identified 1.7 million Michigan Republicans who haven't voted in recent elections. Please register. Sign up. Clickable link right there. Just click on it. 10xvotes.com. And reference Lance Griffin, as to how you heard about this effort. Then search our database and find just 10 non-voting friends, families, or neighbors and encourage them to vote for Donald Trump, vote straight Republican ticket. There's a one-minute video at the website that explains the process and how to search for people. Dan Bongino and Tucker Carlson called this program a game changer in Michigan. Help us activate 20% of the list to secure a Republican win here in Michigan. Signed, Lance Elliott Griffin, Michigan presidential elector for the Electoral College. He's also part of the Kent County GOP. That's the first step, is to register at this website so you can search. Search your neighbors. Search your own street where you live. Now, I searched my street here in Antrim County, Torch Lake Township. Not one of my neighbors are in this database. What does that mean? Anybody that's registered to vote on my street, vote. And they vote every election. They're not on this list. People you go to church with, search their names, their city, township, their county, with their last name. See how many people come up with that last name in that county or in that township, city, or village on the list of not voting regularly in the elections. Text me GUN for Gun Owners of America, and I'll forward you the information they put out about this gun-grabbing executive order Biden-Harris is implementing right now as we speak. And this is a drop in the bucket compared to what Harris will do if she becomes president. These deer hunters, they need to wake up. They need to understand what's at risk, potentially, to their Second Amendment rights if they don't register to vote and if they don't get out and vote on November 5th. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. If you haven't gotten the video yet, text me PAGS. I'll give you the 2-minute and 42-second video to send to people once you search for them and find them on that list. Here, watch this video. They click on it, they watch it. Is that a difference maker for you? Are you motivated now to get out and vote? What more do I need to tell you? What more information do you need for me to motivate you to get registered to vote and to make sure you vote straight Republican ticket on November 5th? What else do I need to give you? Because one thing you have to understand, they are always relying on someone else. Someone else. to do what needs to be done. I'll never forget the story I heard at a Lincoln Day dinner, Leelanau County, earlier this year. It was an obituary. Somebody had died. The name of this person was someone else. First name someone, last name else. Someone else died. Someone else was always there for their community. Someone else was always there to get out information, to keep their friends, family, neighbors, coworkers informed. Someone else would always volunteer to pick up trash on Saturday mornings on the side of the road. Someone else would always go and attend school board meetings. Someone else would always be the go-to person for their community. If someone else was called upon, someone else always responded. If people needed help, if they had a project, if they had a meeting, if they had something going on that they wanted people to know about, they'd get a hold of someone else. Well, guess what, folks? Someone else has died. And it's your responsibility to become that someone else in your community. You need to step up and become someone else. Someone else that you always relied on would get the job done. I don't need to worry about it. I don't need to waste my time, my money, my energy. I don't need to go to the school board meetings. I don't need to knock on doors. I don't need to pass out signs. I don't need to put up signs. I don't need to do any of that. Folks, in northern Michigan, here in Antrim County, it gets dark now at 7:20. I know because I was out till 9:20 last night putting up signs. Vote Republican, you know why. Vicky signs and Donald Trump signs. If you don't believe me, text me signs. Across from the Torchport Market on US 31, just north of M88 on the east side of the road, I have a photograph to prove what I just said. Text me signs. Call me a liar. Text me signs. I'm going to send you the picture that I took last night after I put up those 3 4x4s in a line, 4x12 long, using 4 T-posts that I pounded in the ground by myself, hung the first sign without connecting the right side, hung the next sign next to it, hung the third sign in series on 4 T-posts with zip ties. I put solar-powered lights on them and took a picture. Please call me out on this. Please text me signs. Text me signs right now, and I'll send you the photograph. I was recording the debate. It started at 9 o'clock. I got home roughly at about 9:45 after putting the signs up down the road, and we watched it. But I want you to see what I was doing at 9:20 last night, then stayed up to watch the debate. Watched a couple of our shows that we watch every night to relax and just escape reality, to slow the brain down, to unwind, to get ready to go to bed. Here's the problem. I can get up and prep for the show. I can look at stories. I can follow every bill that's going on in Lansing. I've got a couple of them pulled up here in the last half hour. We're going to talk about what's going on in Lansing right now as we speak. I can deal with the show, prep for the show, deliver the show, then go to business meetings. Today I'm driving down to Big Rapids to pick up more signs. vote Republican with a colored in oval. You know why. I'm picking up 300 more yard signs. I'm bringing them back to Antrim County and going to distribute them to certain people that I know will put them out. And I'm going to put them out starting tomorrow after the show and through the weekend. I don't just talk about it for 3 hours on the radio and then go away like some talk show hosts. I do exactly what I ask you to do. I'm not going to ask you to do something that I haven't done. When we asked you people to run for office, Vicky ran for Antrim County Clerk. She won the primary. Now we're dealing with a retired, incompetent clerk who admitted human errors and is trying to do a writing campaign with the Democrats supporting her in our Antrim County. Having to spend more money, spend more time putting her signs out, fighting the fight, mailers that are going out to every registered voter in Antrim County, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, having to pay for that. Doing what we asked you to do. Some of you were successful, some of you weren't. That's okay. The name recognition you got from being on the ballot will make you win next time. You didn't buy enough signs. You didn't do enough mailers. You didn't knock on enough doors. That's okay. You learned from your failure. You'll be better next time to win. And we will help you. We will be there to help you win. We're not just doing this for a show. We're not just doing this to promote our sponsors. We're doing it, living it, breathing it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to make a better community here in our listening area. You need to participate. You need to be part of the radio family. You need to support our sponsors. You need to support the information we give you. You need to share it. You need to talk to people. We're not asking for money. Although I would love for you to donate to Vicky's campaign, not going to ask you for that. I'm going to ask you to get involved, to share this information. When you text me 10X and you go to the website and you register and you search 10 people in your phone, that's all we're asking, and you reach out to them. You ask them if they're going to vote. Well, I'm not really sure. Okay, can I send you a video to watch? It's 2 minutes and 42 seconds long. You text me PAGS, you forward that video to them, you have them watch it. Or you're in face-to-face contact with them. You pull it up on your phone and hit the play button. That's all I'm asking you to do. We've got 1.7 million Republican-leaning people that are low-propensity voters that need to be contacted. You join us, you help us accomplish this, we win, we move on. That's what we do. You have got to register, you have got to text me 10X to be able to register and search your